Special listing provisions. Multiple listing. A multiple listing clause may be included in an exclusive listing. It is used by licensees who are members of a multiple listing service, MLS. An MLS is an information marketing organization whose members make their listings available for showing and sale through all the other member licensees. An MLS offers advantages to licensees, sellers, and buyers. Licensees develop a sizable inventory of properties to be sold and are assured a portion of the commission if they list property or participate in the sale of another licensee's listing. Sellers gain because the property is exposed to a much larger market. Buyers gain because of the variety of properties on the market. The contractual obligations among the member licensees of an MLS vary widely. Most MLSs require that a licensee turn over new listings to the service within a specific, fairly short period of time after the licensee obtains the listing. The length of time during which the listing licensee can offer a property to the public on her own without involving the MLS varies. Of course, sellers must be informed and give their written consent for any delay in notifying the MLS. This gives the listing company a strong chance to sell its own listing. Under the provisions of most MLSs, a participating licensee makes a unilateral offer of cooperation and compensation to other member licensees when the listing enters the MLS. The licensee must have the written consent of the seller to include the property in an MLS. Under Illinois law, a licensee working with a buyer is not considered to be a subagent of the seller. No offer of subagency can be made through an MLS in Illinois today. Illinois law states that a buyer is represented as a client by the licensee with whom she is working, unless that consumer chooses not to be. This approach makes it clear to all parties who is represented by whom. While a few buyers choose to remain as customers without representation, even that lack of agency is now subject to disclosure. Generally, a notice of no agency would be provided. If nothing is said about agency, licensees are considered to be representing the consumer with whom they are working, either as a designated agent for the consumer, unless there is a written agreement to the contrary, or as a licensee if performing only ministerial acts. In spite of these relatively clear lines with regard to whose agent is whose, sellers often still pay the fees for both agents in a transaction. These fees are called cooperative commissions. In an Illinois MLS listing datasheet, this is typically stated as UCOOP, X% or as a flat fee. Paying someone a commission does not create agency in Illinois. Termination of listing agreements because the licensee services are unique. A brokerage agreement cannot be assigned to another licensee without the principal's written consent. The property owner cannot force the licensee to perform, but the licensee's failure to work diligently toward fulfilling the contract's terms constitutes a breach of the listing agreement. If the licensee cancels the listing, the seller may be entitled to sue the licensee for damages. On the other hand, a property owner could be liable for damages to the licensee by refusing to cooperate with the licensee's reasonable requests, such as allowing the licensee to show the property to prospective buyers or refusing to proceed with a complete sales contract. Listing agreements may be terminated for the following reasons. When the agreement's purpose is fulfilled, such as when a ready, willing, and able buyer has been found. When the agreement's term expires. If the property is destroyed or its use is changed by some force outside the owner's control, such as a zoning change or condemnation by eminent domain. If title to the property is transferred by operation of law, as in the case of the owner's bankruptcy or foreclosure. If the sponsoring broker and the seller mutually agree to cancel the brokerage agreement. If either the sponsoring broker or seller dies or becomes incapacitated. If the sponsored licensee dies or becomes incapacitated, the brokerage agreement is still valid. Safety clause. This is a clause in the listing agreement which provides the listing broker a commission if, within a specified time period after the listing agreement expires, the owner transfers property title to someone who saw the property while it was listed with the broker. The safety clause protects brokers from losing a commission on a sale involving buyers who saw the property while it was listed, and to discourage others from trying to reach private arrangements with sellers. Safety clause features. The length of time for a safety clause is set by agreement. Any new buyers the seller might procure on her own after expiration of the listing are not affected. This clause cannot be enforced if the property is relisted under a new contract with another brokerage firm. Each brokerage agreement for a residential property of 4 units or less that provides for a protection period, subsequent to its termination date, shall also provide that no commission or fee will be due and owing pursuant to the terms of the brokerage agreement if, during the protection period, a valid, written brokerage agreement is entered into with another licensed real estate broker. The listing process. Measuring structure and room count. It is important to understand when it comes to measuring a property, there is no one-size-fits-all method employed by appraisers, real estate agents, lender, or government units. To varying degrees, guidelines define gross living area, GLA. Fannie Mae, HUD FHA guidelines do not include basements below grade, unfinished areas, and garages in the gross living area. Appraisers measure the exterior of each floor to the inch. Fannie Mae Freddie Mac Form Appraisal Report, used by conventional lenders as well as FHA VA, describes the house by the total room count, the number of bedrooms, and the number of bathrooms it contains. In general, a room count is a kitchen, bedroom, a living room, a dining room, a family room, an office, study, or den. There are always restrictions as to what guidelines are used. Real estate agents need to measure structures and room counts correctly in order to raise the standard of professionalism and improve the consumer confidence. Qualifying the seller. When meeting the potential client for the first time, the agent shall spend time gathering information on the seller's needs and motivation. The seller should understand the process involved in selling, marketing, and setting a range for listing their property. The agent should gather data on the community so that the agent can target any potential buyers. Asking questions about the property amenities allows the agent to point out the benefits of the property. When asking the seller questions, wait and listen to the seller's answer to avoid any misunderstanding. Remember, buying and selling a house is probably the biggest investment in someone's life. Providing what is expected in the sale of real estate allows the seller to have a positive experience and a successful transaction. Pricing the property. While it is the responsibility of the broker to advise and assist, it is the seller who must determine the listing price for the property. Because the average seller does not have the skills needed to determine a market-based listing price, brokers must be prepared to offer their knowledge and expertise. Brokers can help sellers determine a listing price for the property by using a comparative market analysis, CMA. A CMA analyzes properties similar to the subject property in size, location, and amenities. It is distinctly different from an appraisal report offered by a licensed appraiser that is based only on an analysis of properties that have actually sold. The CMA is based on recently closed properties, solds. Properties currently on the market, competition for the subject property, and properties that did not sell, expired listings in the area. Sold prices represent what buyers have been willing to pay for similar properties in the neighborhood. Very often, the expired listing prices are those prices that buyers have not been willing to pay for a property similar to the subject property. Market value. Market value is the most probable price a property would bring in an arm's-length transaction under normal conditions, on the open market. Current asking prices of current, similar properties on the market indicate the trend. Asking prices lower than those sold indicate a slow or declining market. An optimistic market is indicated when the asking prices are higher than those sold. Although a CMA is not viewed as a formal appraisal, the broker uses many of the appraiser's methods and techniques in arriving at a reasonable value range. The figure sought in both CMAs and appraisals is the property's market value. Market value is the most probable price a property would bring in an arm's-length transaction under normal conditions, on the open market. A CMA estimates market value as likely to fall within a range of values, example, $335,000 to $340,000. While it is the property owner's privilege to set whatever listing price he chooses, a broker should consider rejecting any listing in which the price is substantially exaggerated or severely out of line with the indications of the CMA or appraisal. These tools provide the best indications of what a buyer will likely pay for the property. An unrealistic listing price will make it difficult for the broker to properly market the seller's property within the agreed-upon listing period. Furthermore, a buyer may have difficulty obtaining financing because the property did not appraise for the sale price. Information needed for listing agreements: once the broker and the owner agree on a listing price, the broker must obtain specific, detailed information about the property. Obtaining as many facts as possible ensures that most contingencies can be anticipated. This is particularly important when the listing will be shared with other licensees through an MLS, and the other licensees must rely on the information taken by the listing broker. The listing agreement. In Illinois, the listing contracts most commonly in use are prepared by local realtor associations and their attorneys. These forms may vary slightly from area to area. Illinois law requires that the following disclosures be included with listing contracts. Disclosure of material facts. A broker must not withhold material facts concerning a property of which he has knowledge from any purchaser, prospective purchaser, seller, lessee, lessor, or other party to the transaction. Material facts are any facts on which a reasonable person would base a contractual decision. Disclosure of interest. A broker must disclose in writing to the parties to the transaction her status as a broker and any direct or indirect interest S. he has or may have in the subject property. For example, if the buyer or seller is a licensed broker, this must be clearly stated in the contract. Disclosure of special compensation. A broker is prohibited from accepting any finder fees, commissions, discounts, kickbacks, or other compensation from any financial institution, title insurance company, or any other person other than another licensee, without full disclosure in writing of such receipt to all parties to the transaction. Sponsored licensees receive any such compensation only through their respective sponsoring brokers. Earnest money and purchaser default. When any written listing includes a provision that the seller will not receive the earnest money deposit if the purchaser defaults, this fact must appear emphasized in letters larger than those otherwise used in the listing agreement. Disclosure of property condition. Seller disclosure of property conditions is required by law in Illinois. These disclosures normally cover a wide range of structural, mechanical, and other conditions that a prospective purchaser should know about to make an informed decision. A property disclosure report must be given to the buyer before an offer is made and accepted, or the buyer will have 3 days in which to rescind the contract based on any negative disclosures. In addition, a lead paint disclosure is required on any property built before 1978, and a radon disclosure is required of the seller. Once a long-lasting agreement has been finalized and signed by the broker and seller, Illinois law prohibits the broker from making any addition to, deletion from, or alteration of the written listing without the written consent of the principal. The broker must return a true copy of the listing agreement, signed by the seller and by the sponsoring broker or designated managing broker, to the principal within 24 hours of execution. Listing agreement content. There is no required state form for any real estate contract in Illinois. However, all written exclusive listing agreements must include the list price of the property, the agreed-upon amount of commission and the time of payment, the duration of the agreement, with a definite termination date clearly set forth, the names of the broker and seller, signatures of both broker and seller, the identification of the property involved, address or legal description, the duties of the listing broker, a statement of non-discrimination, and a statement regarding antitrust. Licensees may not permit blank spaces on their signed brokerage agreements. Where no information is to be inserted into the blank space, the licensee should insert NA or draw a line through the blank space. Type of listing agreement. The contract may be an exclusive right to sell listing, the most common type, an exclusive agency listing, an open listing, or a net listing, the last not recommended. The type of listing agreement determines the extent of a broker's authority to act on the principal's behalf. Most MLSs do not permit open listings to be posted in their systems.